Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
10% of the people in Massachusetts work in the leisure, hospitality, and tourism industry. It's the third largest economic sector in the state. But according to a new study from the Boston Foundation and the UMass Donahue Institute, it's a sector struggling with low pay and extremely high turnover. The report's lead author, Mark Melnick, joins us now this morning. He's an economic sociologist with the Donahue Institute. Mark, good morning. Thanks for coming in to speak with us on WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
First of all, tell us about the salaries, which are described as low.
While 10% of workers are in work in leisure and hospitality, only about 4% of total wages in the state are generated in leisure, hospitality, and tourism. It's the lowest paid industry in Massachusetts with average wages under $23,000 a year. There's some variability within the industry as it's been defined, but about 71% of all jobs in leisure, hospitality, and tourism are in the food and beverage sector, which includes things like restaurants, bars, coffee shops, and so on. Average wages there are well below $25,000.
Is part of the reason for the low salaries that a lot of these folks work part-time, not full-time?
That's correct. So half the jobs in the leisure, hospitality, and tourism industry are part-time jobs. They're also generally low-skill jobs that rely heavily on transient populations.
Because of this, the report finds turnover in these industries quite high.
Right. So the turnover rate in the leisure and hospitality industry is extraordinarily high. Some of the occupations with the highest replacement rates in the economy are located in leisure and hospitality. When I say replacement rate, that means an occupation where a worker permanently leaves the job either through retirement or through change of career, which is much more common for folks in leisure and hospitality where they begin in the sector but then, let's say, finish school and go on and do something different. As a result, it puts a lot of pressure on employers to find adequately skilled and trained labor.
With all this as a constant, you asked employers what challenges they're most worried about in the next 5 years. What'd they tell you?
So some of the biggest challenges that employers highlighted for us were around the ability to hire and retain skilled labor, the support from the state in general in terms of marketing the industry. Several of the industry leaders that we spoke with noted that budgets from state government had been slashed in recent years. Other states put more resources into marketing themselves as a tourist destination. For example, New York State puts about $70 million into marketing their tourism industry. Mass puts about $10 million. Other concerns that were raised were issues in the cost of doing business, which is common around Massachusetts, around utility costs, healthcare costs were a big, big concern for employers in travel and tourism. And then other aspects of the sharing economy, most notably the currently unregulated, although Boston and other municipalities have passed some regulations around this on things like Airbnb.
You know, as you travel around the country, one of the things you hear from people who live elsewhere is that one of the must-go-to destinations, if people can travel at all, is Boston. Are you suggesting, is this report suggesting that because of the issues you've identified, that kind of thing might be at risk somewhere down the road? Boston and Massachusetts might not be as attractive?
Well, I don't know if we're arguing that it might not be attractive, but I think what we're trying to highlight here is that here's an industry that is unrecognized in terms of its size and some of the issues that go on. As the third largest sector, it doesn't receive the same kind of shine that high-tech industries, life sciences, innovation, these kinds of things that have gotten a lot of attention around economic development issues recently. It's not so much that I think the argument would be that people wouldn't come here, but it's of the people who rely on to do this kind of work, how do we ensure that this population is able to make ends meet?
And so are you calling for more regulation?
I think it'd be critical and important for state municipal leaders to consider different ways of tackling and understanding aspects of the sharing economy and how to better regulate this so that traditional industries are able to compete, but at the same time leverage these kinds of emerging technologies so that they help grow the sector.
Mark Melnick, Director of Economic and Public Policy Research at the Donahue Institute at UMass. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Mark is the lead author of a new Boston Foundation report on the state's leisure, hospitality, and tourism industry.